from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
What does Brian Broaddus want to see from the Dallas Cowboys this Saturday? Brian Broaddus joins us live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, California, to preview this weekend's game and talk about maybe what he's seen out in practice recently. Brian Broaddus, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Bobby. How about yourself?
I'm great.
Brian, I need to interrupt here and ask a question.
Sure.
Doing G-Bag on the road, I know that they say you're just like a guest, a contributor.
I am a guest there, yeah.
The pros and cons of not doing it in person. Do you miss anything about watching any of their mannerisms, dealing with them in the commercial breaks, or is it so awesome like Peyton feels it is when we're out of the room?
I kind of feel like that. I love being with the guys. I miss today. I know they're going to be at the ballpark today. I love that part of it. It's funny because when we do our pre-show meeting, we don't talk to each other. But with the interaction, Eric, it's funny. Eric will go talk to his kids. Zach will look up stuff, on the internet. Dawson will kind of he's always doing a read. Then I'll go sit on the couch. So, the thing that's hard is when you have guests, when we have Chris Young on, or then you have the Ranger player guest, that could be a little bit different or a little bit challenging. But, we did that pandemic radio for 2 years, I felt like, and we kind of got used to, when somebody needed to jump in or – those are the kinds of things you deal with. But, it's I really enjoy being out here. I really enjoy
watching. So you're not fed up yet?
No, hell no. If they said you could do another month of this, I'd absolutely do it.
When is the last time that you thought about going back to scouting? How many years ago?
It's been a long time.
It has.
When Bennett got into college... When Bennett got into college, and he's now a junior at Texas, I thought about, okay, he really doesn't need me around anymore. But I was at that point, I was in my late 50s, late 50s. So, they're really not interested in hiring older guys now for scouting. They really like the young information gatherers and stuff. They don't like the guys that – would probably have an opinion. A lot of scouting departments don't do that anymore. Like their really? Main guys, their main guys, the general manager, the directors of pro personnel, college scouting, those are your primary decision makers with the coach.
But you have to have an opinion though. As a scout,
it's changed a lot.
Rams, so what would you do?
Rams don't do that. Rams use all their area scouts as basically private investigators.
There you go.
Oh,
teams, just finding dirt on guys?
Basically just finding out
dirt.
Info,
it's not dirt.
Like just info about character, but they don't ask them to make scouting evaluations.
No, they
anymore.
Don't. They
what?
Just,
So not like talk to me about hand placement, moving horizontally.
Nope.
You're telling me a lot of scouts don't do that?
No.
They've got guys that they now pay, like $50,000 to these young kids, and they just go out and they get the information. They talk to the trainers, or if they can, they talk to the football ops guys or gals. They talk to equipment people. They just get information, and they provide the information. And then there's primary, like I say, there might be three or four guys or gals in a front office that'll end up making the final decision and putting together the board. Yeah, they look at the players and stuff and, you know, write stuff down and things, but it's really about when they sit there those 4 months, they guys and gals put together their board, and it's a lot of it is done without scouts' input.
All right, so that might be fine today in 2024, but my assumption is that all those guys from the director of player personnel and scouting come from scouting as in their youth. So how are you going to get those guys in 20 years when they retire?
That's why a lot of teams are jacked up, because the young guys and gals really don't have the experience. Now, they have the experience of going on the road, but you get to me, you know, Will McClay's expertise is actually pro personnel. He was not a road scout at any time in his career. He sat in an office and evaluated. There's a lot of guys that are general managers. I think the good ones are the ones that know the league. They know who's playing for the Eagles and the Commanders and the Giants. They know the rosters, and they know who they have to compete against, you know, and what types of schemes and stuff they're dealing with. The college scout guy is – you'd be amazed the number of times a college scout guy gets his 500 names, evaluates them, and then when the draft's over, completely forgets. Then it's on to the next 500 players. Then right. It's on to the next 500 players. You would be surprised that when they come back and they try and talk about, well, so-and-so, you know, they'll bring it up in a meeting. They'll say, well, so-and-so is doing this nickel corner for the Rams.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple times in meetings, I'm like, when's the last time you watched this kid play? And they go, well, you know, I was kind of, you know. And I'm like, no, he's not playing nickel corner. He's an outside corner. You know, and he's actually not playing as much. He's been active the last, you know, they try and bring up examples. So I, that's why people hate me, because I check them. I check them in a meeting, you know, and so, but, you know, I also don't believe in having BS meetings where, you know, guys are just, or gals are just throwing stuff out there that's not factual.
Brian Broaddus from Oxnard, presented by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, Brian. So last hour, I was going through the five players that I felt like had the most on the line this week in this game, the most to gain or lose. So the guys I threw out there, I said Trey Lance.
Yeah, they need Trey Lance not to throw the ball 40 times this game.
Yeah, or if he's going to throw it 40 times, actually connect on some of them.
No, I mean, seriously, they don't need him to throw the ball 40 times this game. But he you're right. I think Trey Lance, I think they understand what they have in Trey Lance. I really do. I think they understand that they're going to have to work with him, and it's going to continually have to work with him.
I've got Eric Scott Jr. just with poor performance. They've brought in Andrew Booth. Needs to show up a little bit more. Lost his sponsor.
Sure.
Cooper Beebe, who now is getting an opportunity to actually fight for the center role when we felt like it had kind of been Brock Hoffman's.
Yeah, the Brock Hoffman was running with the ones yesterday.
I got Willie Harvey, who didn't play as well as he's been practicing, so you don't want to develop the reputation as the guy who doesn't carry over his practices. And then the last guy I had was Jalen Cropper, who's played really well, and you got to continue your kind of Dennis Houston path if you want a shot at making this roster. Anybody else that heading into this game you feel like, hey, this is a big game for them?
Yeah, take any running back you want to, you know. I think this is a game, and I think Mike McCarthy, and yesterday, once again, he talked about that Malik Davis is having a really good camp. I know, you know, we were sitting here listening, and I'm like, okay, I trust you here, Coach. But you know, they've got finally all these running backs are healthy. So you have Deuce Vaughn, you know, you have Pete, you have Connor Freeman. They're all healthy. They need to kind of figure this thing out. And this is why, Bobby, when I was talking about, you know, with Trey Lance, they don't need to throw.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The ball 40 times this game. If they ran the ball 40 times, I would be more happy than watching Trey Lance throw the ball 40 times. They got to figure out some things up front. I know it's not their starting offensive line, and it's their, a lot of their backup guys, and I know Cooper Beebe's going to be out there. I mean, he's going to, you know, you can maybe show a little bit of what he could do in the running game, but they've got to figure out something with this running back room. The three positions we kind of talked about that they needed to address, they've addressed two of them. The defensive tackle spot, the edge spot, and then the running back spot was one that we were thinking about. They need to figure that out right now.
And in terms of playing time and getting starters some burn and letting them out there, I mean, we've kind of lost the traditional dress rehearsal game, quote unquote.
Yeah, that's what these scrimmages have been.
Yeah, and so knowing we may not be getting that, is there anybody in particular like, hey, I'd really like it if Tolbert was actually out here in some of these games so we can see some of it carrying over? Is there anybody that you'd really like to see spend maybe a half out there or a full quarter or a few drives? Is there anybody in this game that you're looking for from that respect?
Yeah, you know, if Overshown was completely healthy, that was a guy I would like to really, really see get some burn there. You could take any one of these defensive tackles, like a Mozzie Smith. You could take him and play him quite a bit, and I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. I think you would actually get something out of this. I'm kind of interested in Chauncey Golston as an edge now. You know, they've moved him from playing from tackle. I'm kind of looking for some backup edges as well. So those would be a couple of guys. You know what? I really like what I've seen from Bell. Wilson got banged up yesterday with his knee, but he's okay. You know, they've got to figure out some things, like I say, with these corners. But this Julius Wood that made the interception the other day, mm-hmm. I'm kind of interested in him just because the fact that he's – you know, you might look at a situation where Wilson could this safety room be the one that could have the surplus that maybe you can make a trade with? Maybe you could take one of these safeties. If a guy like Julius Wood can cover and be as effective as he is playing against the run, does that allow you to move on from a guy like Wilson? You know, and then Bell be the star. You're just kind of playing those games in your head. I wouldn't mind for these, like the guys like Carson and those guys, even though Carson, he's been doing, he had his wisdom teeth removed the other day, so I don't know how his availability will be for this game. But I'm kind of interested in the secondary, especially at the safety. If there's a surplus there, that maybe you can move one of those guys and pick up a guy that you might need, or pick up a draft pick from moving on from one of these guys.
If, I know you're doing 14 jobs out there. If you get a free 5 minutes, check out your boy Lombardi from this morning.
What did he do?
He was spitting fire. We got him riled up. He was defending.
Who was he mad at today?
Us.
Sean got him going a little. He kept poking him a little. He was trying to get him going on Dak.
He was defending Jerry. He's like, stop criticizing Jerry for waiting too long on these contracts or not paying these contracts. And he was fired up.
Okay, yeah. I'll go back and give it a listen.
Who do you think was right, probably? Without hearing it, who do you anticipate was right?
No, Mike's never right. Don't. Mike's never right.
Thank you so much for another incredible week, and enjoy this weekend.
Hey, appreciate you, boys. Take care.
You're the real MVP. That's why he's got a sponsor. Brian Broaddus, presented by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey during Below the Belt from Training Camp. the hardest working man in this building. Sorry, Bobby. Damn it. Took that mantle from you. Yeah. All right. It's RJ Choppy's last segment to own for a week. You can eat like a Longhorn. You can speak like Lou Holtz and say goodbye to RG3. College football kegger on a Friday is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.